This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The precarious condition of some of the regional banks out there has obliged the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to come up with a plan to calm the waters. $250,000 per bank per depositor is the current coverage. That's important. The FDIC came out with a report earlier this week with some ideas on how to improve federal backstops that might help bank customers avoid the urge to panic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the details.
The FDIC report offers three options. Number one, increase the deposit insurance limit from that $250,000. Option two, fully insure all deposits. Or option three, insure business accounts used for payroll and other expenses.
And so to the extent this restores confidence, that could ensure the stability of the financial system.
That's Edward Mills, an analyst at Raymond James, which is a marketplace underwriter. Mills especially likes the idea of insuring those payroll accounts because
if you don't have to worry about the insurance on those deposits, you are more likely to keep those deposits within a bank.
Instead of panicking and joining a bank run, William Isaac also likes the idea of insuring payroll accounts. He headed the FDIC in the 1980s, and he says this option would improve the stability of banks and their communities.
And the people that, you know, the grocery stores and the gas stations and everything that serves those employees need for those employees to have their paychecks.
But the FDIC can't act alone. It needs approval from Congress. And lawmakers are kind of busy right now battling over the debt limit. Henrietta Trace, economic policy director at Veda Partners, thinks the chances of Congress getting to these deposit insurance reforms are pretty slim.
I would say the odds are 10% at this point.
But she says those odds will increase if more banks fail in more congressional districts, especially in the Midwest, where they would affect
farming sectors, the auto industry, then you start to see material change and a sense of urgency develop.
The FDIC would welcome some urgency. It says uninsured depositors triggered the failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.